You're listening to the Time Hackers Podcast, where we teach you how to get more time every day. I'm Julie, your host, and we actually don't have an intro because I would never waste your time. Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 110 of the Time Hackers Podcast as we continue our productive routines series. And today we're going to be talking all about phone calls. Now, when I talk about phone calls, this can be a regular phone call, it can be a Skype call, it can be any sort of call that you have in your life. And what I found most people complain about is that you set a time for a phone call and you set for it to be 20 minutes or 30 minutes. Let's say it's a business call, or perhaps it's a call with a friend that you need to sort things out, and it tends to leak outside the time limits that you have set for this call. And usually it's because we don't know how to set boundaries to the other side. We don't want to be the bad guy. We don't want to sound pompous or full of ourselves that we have such an important and busy life that we can't afford another couple of minutes. But 1 minute turns into two, turns into five, and it turns out that it actually meddles with our daily planning. So I'm going to give you a three-step routine that will allow you to have all your calls within the time boundaries that you set without being a bad guy. So here we go. So the very first step is to let the other side know how long you have. Now, the one way you could do it is to actually schedule this call. So if it's a work call or if it's a Skype call or anything like that, you can actually schedule it on a mutual calendar so the other side knows how long you have for it. Then another way is when you start the phone call, always start by telling the other side how long you have for this call and what you want to cover in this call. So then they know all the things that need to be covered. You focus them on the goal. You let them know that you will not be able to continue this call further than what has been allocated for it, further than the time that you have planned for it, because you have other arrangements, you have back-to-back calls, whatever it may be. This allows you both to get really focused and dive right into it and not waste time on small talk that neither of you wants. The second step is for you to actually keep track of time, and 5 minutes before your call is about to end, no matter who's talking, if it's you or the other side, stop everything and say, "I'm sorry to interrupt you," if you are interrupting them, "but we have only 5 minutes left. And as I mentioned in the beginning of our call, I can only do X minutes for this call because I have back to back or other responsibilities, or I need to run to someplace. And I really want us to get out of this call with action points, with things that we know that we can do and with solutions. So let's decide on the action points for this call." So wherever you are, it doesn't matter if you covered all the points that you wanted to talk through, but the ones that you have, this is the time. These 5 minutes that you've left for both of you is what will allow you to have action points and to know how to continue from here. So even if you didn't finish all the things that you wanted to talk about, your very first action point can be to schedule another call, or it can be to write a summary, or it can be to check something. It can be literally anything, but these 5 minutes allow you to focus on what needs to be done instead of being left hanging in the end of the call and saying, "Well, we talked about a few things, but I have no idea what to do from now on, so let's stay on the call for a couple more minutes and decide." You start thinking about it 5 minutes before your deadline comes. And the final third step is for you to actually finish the call on time. And this probably is the hardest part for people, because if your partner, the person on the other side of the call, is not very respective of your time and doesn't really see why you can't stay for a couple more seconds, this might be a bit harder. But because you've made all the prep work beforehand, because you scheduled it on their calendars, because you announced in the beginning of the call how long you have for it and explained why, and because 5 minutes earlier you announced again that you will need to go by the end of this time, this is your time to be ruthless with time and tell the other side that you're terribly sorry, but you need to go. You're very happy that you had this opportunity and you cannot wait to talk to them again next time. So to sum it up, your three steps to having a productive phone call routine is to A, define boundaries and announce them at the beginning of the call. B, to stop 5 minutes before your time is up and ask for the other side to start thinking and talking about the action points that you want to take out from this call. And the final third step is to actually finish the call on time. This is everything I have for you today, guys. I will see you next week. And until next time, keep calm and hack time.